Howdy, folks. This is Larry Weissoon, and welcome to our show. This segment is brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, and Ultramatic Feeders.
Folks, this is Luke, and you know, occasionally we take a segment and I just visit with you, talk about something that's going on, or maybe tell you about something that I've recently done. And this is one of those segments. Now, spring turkey hunting has been going on for a good several weeks now, and I know a lot of you probably got a gobbler in the freezer right now. We're going to talk about, in this segment, some good ways to put the turkey meat to use, and that includes the leg and thigh meat on a wild turkey. Now, to me, nothing is more tasty than wild turkey. It's just a lean meat. It tastes a little bit like your domestic turkey, but it's got a whole different flavor, a lot better flavor, I think. Many people do not know how to put the leg and thigh meat to use. I mean, I'm going to tell you, a wild turkey drumstick is a tough piece of meat. It really is, but it can be turned into some of the most tasty turkey meat that you've ever had. Now, I love to make gumbo. Gumbo is one of my favorite dishes, and gumbo is a type dish that you can can. I've canned gumbo in little pint jars quite a bit, but this year I've made about probably 2 gallons, close to 2 gallons of gumbo, and I'm freezing it. I've already frozen it, actually. So let's talk about putting wild turkey meat to use first in gumbo. I'll walk you through the process. It's really easy. Now, turkey white meat, the breast meat, is one thing. You can slice it, chicken fry it, you can wrap it with bacon. It is drier than its domestic counterpart, of course, but it's still very, very flavorful. But let's concentrate now on using the legs and thigh. Now, you're going to have to get them tender. There's about 10 or 12 tendons in each of the turkey legs. And when you first start working with it, you'll think, I'll never get this done and tender, but you can. You can either put it in a crock pot. I'm talking about the turkey leg and drumstick quarters, you know. Put them in a crock pot. I cook them in my Smokin' Tech's electric smoker. I'll take them and put them in some foil, heavy-duty foil, season them with whatever I'm going to season them with. We'll concentrate on using them for gumbo first, but this is still the way to do it. Season them up with some Tony Satcheries or whatever seasoning you like in your gumbo, some Cajun seasoning, and leave that foil uncovered. Leave the turkey leg and thighs in there so they'll smoke for about an hour or two. Put a little olive oil on them to keep them from drying out, and then simply add some more olive oil, wrap them up really tight, and let that smoking text do its job. Let it cook them for about eight or nine hours, real slow at about 200 degrees, checking them every couple of hours, make sure that they do not dry out. Now, another way to do it, put those turkey drumsticks and thighs in a crock pot and let them go all night. But there you don't quite have the smoked flavor. You won't have that. If I like smoked flavor in my gumbo. Now, let's assume you've smoked your turkey legs till they are fall off the bone tender, and they will be after 8 or 9 hours. It takes a good while. Take your fingers and debone the meat, and you'll leave those tendons on the leg bone, but you can pull that meat right off. And then, of course, the thighs are a lot easier to get the meat off. So you've got a big pile of dark meat of turkeys, what you've got. And I recently did this with a couple of turkey. Actually 4 leg quarters, you know, and thighs from 2 turkeys. So you've got that seasoned smoked meat already. You got a little Cajun seasoning on it, right, when you were cooking it. So reserve that, put that aside. And I do most of my gumbo making in a big old Dutch kettle, big, heavy, thick cast iron kettle, you know. I'll simply put about 4 or 5 pieces of bacon chipped up, fry that down so you've got a little bit of grease in the big cast iron pot. Then I'll put the turkey meat, dice it up, smoked turkey meat. I made some bratwurst sausage. You might have heard me talking about it about 2-3 weeks ago. So I took about 3 smoked bratwurst. I put those in the smoking techs also and let them get a good smoke flavor and get, you know, done. So I crumble them up in there with that turkey meat. And actually, now, all these things can vary. You don't have to have all everything just like I'm using. You could just use, you could use domestic turkey meat smoked if you wanted to. But once you get all that in there, I actually had a piece of ham, wild hog ham, that I'd cured and sugar cured and smoked. So I thought, well, rather than just, it wasn't very much, maybe piece half as big as your fist, I cut it up, diced it up, and put it in there. So we had bratwurst sausage crumble up, smoked turkey, wild turkey legs and thighs, and some diced up ham that I'd made from a wild hog. That was the meat of the gumbo. So now, you've got your bacon fat in there, so stir all the meats together, and, you know, they're already done. You just want to kind of incorporate all those flavors together. Stir them all together, and then, now, I make it a big pot because I froze up a lot to take with me on future hunts and camping trips and whatnot, but I had, what I put in it is 4 diced bell peppers, 1 big bunch of green onions, and I'm not talking about the little ones. These onions were about 1.5 inches around, so I chopped all them up with the green part of the onion, the green part also, chopped that up, the bell pepper, a whole stalk of celery, you know, the whole, cut the end of it off and just chopped it up, threw it in there. So that was all incorporated in with the turkey meat and the sausage and the ham. Start and had it on in that old cast iron pot and brought it up to where it, you know, it'll cook down somewhat there. I did chop up 1 other small yellow onion and put in there. I like a lot of onion in my gumbo. Then I doctored it up with some more Zatarain's or Tony Satchery's. Either way, either type is good. Cajun seasoning, you know, just a dry shakeout seasoning. Put that in there and incorporated all that in, started up really, really good. And then I put some tomatoes in there. Now, I had some canned tomatoes from last year, but you can use just, you know, I mean, mine was in jars that I'd pressure cooked from last year. So I put those to use in the gumbo. But you can buy some canned tomatoes. That's just as good, you know. Put you about 3 cans, bigger cans of tomatoes in there, depending on how much gumbo you're making. Bring that heat back up, you know, and let it get really, those vegetables will begin to start cooking down, and all those different meats will begin to getting tender there. So stir all that stuff together, add a bottle of water or two. You don't want it. The one thing you don't want to do is let it scorch. So add some water to the pot and let it cook for about 30, 40 minutes. By that time, it'll be cooked down. And then take a little sample of the juice. Make sure that you've got enough of the Cajun seasoning in there. So it's simple from there on. Just now, let it cook I let it cook real, real low for a couple of hours on my gumbo. You could cook it even longer, but you don't need to. About halfway through the cooking process, get some roux, instant roux. You can buy it at the grocery stores. It's a powder to shake in. You'll think it will not do the trick, but trust me, this roux is Tony Satchery's, makes a good instant roux. Shake that in there you're going to need at least a cup of it in there in the liquid. You might have to add a little more water. Make sure you've got it a lot of liquid in there, and shake that instant roux in there. That's after it's been cooking an hour or so, you know, and that'll thicken it up. That will make it gumbo. Instead of cooking a cup of oil and a cup of flour for 2 hours, stirring it all the time, use the instant roux. I mean, if you try it once, I think you'll really like it. So then stir that up, and you want it, at that point, you do have to watch it a little closer, make sure it doesn't scorch on you. And about, 30 minutes before you are through cooking it, after it's cooked 1.5 hours or so, at that point, you can put add a little bit of filet. It's just, comes in a long, thin bottle. Gumbo filet, it's actually ground dried sassafras root is what filet is, but it puts the Cajun in gumbo. Add that in there, and if you have fresh okra, which nobody does right now, you can use fresh okra. I use frozen okra. I just buy me a big bag of cut up frozen okra, throw it in there and let that cook about 30 minutes. It doesn't, if you put the okra in early, it'll cook to pieces and you won't even know, I mean, you know, you won't know when you're eating okra. So basically that is it. That is some of the best gumbo made from wild game that you've ever eaten. Now the turkey breast, we, you know, like I mentioned, you can chicken fry that, you can put a jalapeno on a sliver of it and wrap it in bacon. There's a lot of ways you can cook the white meat of a wild turkey, but the legs and thighs, a lot of people miss the boat. Just long, slow cooking with moisture, and you can put those to good use. Folks, I hope this helped you a little bit, and I hope you get you a turkey so you can make some gumbo. Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Texas electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Texas, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online. Folks, if you're looking to buy property at Lake Fork and the surrounding area, I want to hook you up with my friend Paul Tibbetts and his staff at Signature Properties. Your home is special, shouldn't your agent be? The folks at Signature Properties are specialists around the Lake Fork area. For more information, visit easttexasluxury.com. That's www.easttexasluxury.com. Or call Paul and his staff at 903-383-3530. That's 903-383-3530.